The following program is sponsored by Disciples Pathway Ministries.
Welcome to Disciples Pathway Ministries, a mobile ministry with Minister Robbie E. Lilly. Disciples Pathway Ministry is a mobile ministry advancing the kingdom of God so that no one is left behind when Jesus Christ, our King of Kings, returns for his great church.
He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, how we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness, for your tender mercies, for your grace, for your love that abounds to us daily, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit is saying, that you would, oh Lord, enlighten the eyes of our understanding as we sit in your presence, Father God. We ask that you would give us the words to minister to the masses, Father God, and that you thereby be glorified as we lift you up, that you would draw men unto yourself, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your grace that has brought us here today that is sufficient in all things, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that we be allowed to decrease that you may increase, Father God, that you will use us as vessels of honor, Lord God. We thank you for the peace and for your love and for your kindness towards us to bring us thus far. We pray for our listening audience, Lord God, that you would bless them indeed, encourage their hearts to know that you are God that cares for them. You are God that knows them by their name, Father God. We ask, Lord God, that they will be in tune to hear what the Spirit is saying, that you will cancel every assignment of distraction, Father God, that you will guide them and hide them, Lord God, that you would draw them, Father God, as we lift you up, Lord God, because you are God that cares for us, Lord God. If there are any that may be listening or may be tuning in that are lost, we ask, Lord God, that you would encourage their hearts to know you, to come near to you, to draw nigh unto you, Father God, that your word may abide in them, Father God, and they will have confidence when they come forth in your presence, Father God, as you have given us access to you, Lord God. We praise you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord God. We don't take it for granted, Lord God. We love you, Father, because you first love us. And we ask that you will keep us and strengthen us and guide us and hide us and lead us in the way of truth always, Lord God, because you are faithful. Faithful, Lord God. And when you call us, that we will hasten to come. You say your sheep know your voice, and a stranger's voice we shall not follow. So, Lord, we ask that you would open up our spiritual ears to hear this day what the Spirit is saying to the church. As it is written, so let it be done. Men shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. We thank you, Lord God. It is in Jesus' name we ask, amen, amen, and amen. Good afternoon, family. We're so glad to be here today. We pray that you all are well. Hallelujah. And we just going to go ahead on and get started. Good afternoon, Minister Dion.
Good afternoon, family. Good afternoon, Mother. It's a beautiful blessing to be here this Sunday. And I hope that all are blessed this day as our Lord has brought us into new life.
New life.
It's always new.
A fresh start. Hallelujah. All things are new. We're going to be talking about what is your name and are you called by your name? Do you answer when the call of Christ comes to you by name? What will be your response? I'm going to be reading a little bit from St. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and it reads, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and he saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Verse 6, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Father, how we thank you for the prayerful reading of your word. And we pray that it be a blessing to the hearers and moreover the doers. Hallelujah. Call by your name. And I just found this passage to be very interesting. I know we've heard it all before, preached many different ways. But, you know, sometime when he bring you back by way of passage, it's something else he wants you to glean from. And so today we're going to stand on the side of when called by name. And what I was intrigued about, Minister Dion, was the fact that these people had not met. You understand? The text opens saying Jesus entered through and he came into Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. Some texts say, and he was evil and they hated him. Same way we feel about most tax collectors now. Right. I'm not trying to deal with no IRS. Nobody want to be friends with them. You see what I'm saying? But so he sought to see Jesus. And that stood out to me. Now, what is it about this short man? He's seeking he's making an earnest effort, he said, to see who this Jesus is. The Bible say over in verse 3, and he sought to see him, and he could not because of the press, the crowd, because he was of little stature. And oftentimes we may have a desire to seek him, but there's a crowd around us, whether it's spiritual, physical, natural, supernatural. That's something that's keeping you from your pressing. You understand? But when you really down, when you just know that you know what you know, and this is, you have to say, well, he didn't know him. He must have heard something about him for him to put in this kind of, because he's a publican, and they didn't fail to say in the text, and he was rich. Most rich folks don't have to press through no crowd because they down rich. I'm VIP. He could have very easily said to an assistant, go down through there through Jericho and give me a report and email me, text me back about this dude named Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? But he said it within himself. I want to go see by who this dude is myself. I want to know him. Let me see. I know I'm short. Little man syndrome. You understand? No, hey, guys, don't be texting us, calling us with that. Okay? But he already, I'm short. It's a crowd out here. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I have a desire to do it. That's good. Stay right there, family. Let that marinate, that desire, that determination. And he ran before, the Bible saying, climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was passed away. Jesus passing, this cat running in a three-piece suit. You understand? Fineness of linen. Stacy Adams. Sharp. I'm talking about casket sharp. You understand what I'm saying? He ready to go. I'm rich. But I'm going to lay all that aside, my reputation, my good looks, my money. They know who I'm is around here. Not who I am, but who I'm is up in here. They know me. But I need to see who he is, what all this crowd is about. I need to get to see him for myself. Because if you read a back, it doesn't say that him and Jesus had met anywhere. Because had he done met Jesus before, he wouldn't be so determined to run ahead of the crowd, because this is somebody I already know. So it stands to reason, what's your determination in someone that you've heard about, but you haven't met them face to face? Glory to God. And the plot thickens, you see. And so Jesus coming that way, and when Jesus came to the place, what place he talking about? Huh?
The place.
The place. Mm-hmm. That place where you are. What's your sycamore tree? Not sycamore. My granny would say sycamore. Your sycamore tree. You understand what I'm saying? Where is that place that you are that Jesus will come to? He said, and he came to that place. Glory to God. He came to the place and looked up. Look at Jesus. Mm-hmm. He'll look up for you. Everybody tend to think that he's looking down, but he'll look up. He looked up and saw him. He saw Zacchaeus up in that tree and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, get in a hurry, and come down. For today I must abide at thy house. What?
Amen.
I never met you. I'm determined to see who you are. I'm up in this tree. These people about going to start throwing some china berries or something at me. You see what I'm saying? But I don't care. I know I'm looking crazy up here. And I'm suited. I'm booted. I'm fresh and I'm clean. But there's something in my spirit that I need to see who you are. I'm wicked. I'm a tax collector. You heard?
Amen.
But Jesus stopped
in that place amongst all them crowd of people, and he looked up.
Amen, amen. We're so used to Jesus coming to find us in a low place.
Mm.
But this man, as you aforementioned, Mother, is used to being in high places.
Yeah. Come on.
But he came into a high place this time around with a low place in him.
Yeah.
So Jesus found him, and he found favor with Jesus. We have to understand, again, the setting. Here is Jericho.
Yeah.
Jericho was a very rich and vibrant city. Jericho was the place to be.
Yeah.
If you recall, at the end of Exodus and at the opening of Joshua, at the first of his crusade, there lies the battle of Jericho, where they claimed Jericho. And when they went into the battle of Ai, the second battle, they lost that battle. And the reason they lost that battle is because one of the soldiers had taken something from Jericho, in which God had commanded that the army of Israel destroy. Burn it all. Take it all down. Do not take nothing with you, because this city is mine.
Right.
This city is for me. And if you have time, go ahead and read that opening of Joshua. And you will understand that when God requires the first of something, that means it is the tithe.
That's the tenth. Yes.
So here comes the Son of God.
Yes.
The first of God. The tithe walking through the tithe.
Yeah. And so
okay.
And so that's awesome. And that's all. And but you also have to be aware and alert of the fact of this person, as it would be applicable to us, his willingness. There always got to be a will, because even our Lord said to his Lord, if it be your will, not my will, but your will be done.
Amen.
And as far as from where we done came down here to verse 5, Zacchaeus had a willingness, but when Jesus showed up at that place and looked up, because he could have not even looked up, but he already knew what's ahead, because he know the end from the beginning. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come quickly. You heard me? And that has to speak to us in a place where we can't procrastinate. We need to get urgent in this matter about moving forward when we hear of Christ Jesus. If you hear this message today, there needs to be a stirring and an urgency within you to seek him all the more and get to that place where because he know where you are. He know where you about to go. He know where you been, and he know what your end going to be. You heard me? So you may as well get into it, because this is the line in which he's taking us. And the text went on to say, and he made haste. He obeyed. Okay. Obedience is always better than, and he came down hastily, quickly, and received him joyfully. This is Zacchaeus receiving a man joyfully that he had not known. Face to face. He just heard about him. He hadn't served him. He hadn't had no belief in him. But he heard enough about him and was convicted enough about him in his spirit to come and see who this guy was. And he said he got in a hurry. He hurried up and came down the sycamore tree. And then all those that, you're going to always have some haters in the crowd now, y'all. Quit playing. You're going to always have some naysayers to say, man, that man, we going on do this here. You can do that next week. You know, you can give your life to Christ another time. You ain't nobody got time. You know, they just want your money. You heard me? This was technically, he had money, so he wasn't trying to worry about that. But it was those murmuring and complaining about Jesus saying that he was going to be a guest at Zacchaeus' house. You understand? And it's odd to me that folk that don't pay your mortgage, don't pay your rent, you ain't never invited them to your house, got nerve to be mad about who coming to your house as a guest. Guess who come for dinner? Not you. You see what I'm saying? So we have to understand that when you get committed in your spirit, when you get convicted in your spirit, and the text goes on, and y'all going to have to go read this for yourself and ask the Lord to give you revelation of it. You understand? Jesus called him down. He came down joyfully. And the first thing he did after the murmurs and complaints, verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood. Listen, he stood and said unto the Lord, behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. That go that tithe. Huh? And I have been taken, if I've taken anything from any man of false accusation, it ain't no ill, we know you have, I restore him fourfold. In other words, I'm repenting. I'm repenting. I want to restitute. I want to give restitution to the wrong that I've done. Repentance. Him and Jesus didn't have no more dialogue in between that. If it did, the script didn't write it. You understand? It's not written here. But he said he want to give back. He want to turn back. He want to restore those things that he's taken from others. And the next thing out of Jesus' mouth, and Jesus said to him, unto him, this day salvation is to come to your house. For as much as also is come to the son of Abraham.
Amen.
So there's an order there. That's it. That needs to be a willingness, a diligence. There needs to be conviction. There needs to be repentance. And there needs to be a place. Where is that place that you are in your life right now? That Jesus is standing and looking up. But yet he called you by name, but you hanging on to the branch one more time. Next time. He say, now, today, 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 when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah.
I think it was impressive in that typically when somebody calls your name,
yeah.
You know, you have an alert system already built into you as from a baby.
Yeah.
And the good thing about where Zacchaeus was is that Jesus did not call his name up out, and Zacchaeus did not come up out of his sleep. Mm-mm. What do I mean by that? When somebody calls your name and it breaks your sleep, you're typically disoriented. You're probably disturbed. You're probably irritated and aggravated. But Zacchaeus was already ready.
Mm.
Again, the name Jericho means city of moon. So here Jesus comes through the city of moon. The bright and morning star is walking through the city of moon.
Mm.
So just as Jesus rose for our salvation,
yeah,
here Zacchaeus rises to receive
such
salvation. And this sycamore tree, more specifically, was a sycamore fig tree.
Come on.
The sycamore tree is known to live some 500 to 1,000 years, so it's durable. The sycamore tree can grow up to 65 feet in stature,
mm-hmm,
so it's strong.
Yeah.
This tree generally thrives in ravine and nutrient-rich soil. The tree's young branches is covered with a thin layer of bark because the bark that's growing underneath it is coming forward.
Yes.
So this layer is ready to peel off so that something that's underneath it can come forth.
Yeah.
The life cycle of the sycamore tree begins with its seed. However, the fruit of this tree cannot be formed unless it gets pollinated by a particular species of wasp. So can't just know any bumblebee come touch this tree and have an effect on it. It takes a special anointing. It takes a special species in order for this tree to have life. And then as I began to understand what this sycamore fig tree was, we tend to read scripture like this and we will say, man, I gotta be more like Zacchaeus. But the Spirit dawned upon me and said that Zacchaeus wanted to be more like this sycamore tree. This sycamore tree that, again, that was durable. This sycamore tree, again, that was statue, is 65 feet tall, but yet he was a short man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This sycamore tree that it can only be placed in ravine areas.
Yeah.
So he placed, Zacchaeus was in a place with Jesus, the living water.
Mm. Yeah.
He was in a nutrient rich. Zacchaeus' heart was like this tree.
And that's what he's calling us to be. Have a heart planted and rooted to know him.
And then as you spoke, Mother, you said all Zacchaeus wanted to do was see Jesus.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think that Zacchaeus expected Jesus to summons him. Zacchaeus was not in the place. He was not in a place to saying that, okay, if he sees me, I'm line it up right here. And if he sees me, I know he gonna choose me. No, he just wanted to see Jesus.
Yeah.
And
hearing about Jesus, maybe he heard the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus prescribed the Beatitudes. Because Zacchaeus, that name means pure and innocent. So he must have heard, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God.
That part. So he was fulfilling the call that was already on his name. And we need not just get stuck on Zacchaeus, because there were many people that were called by name in the Bible. We think about when he called Abraham, Abraham. God's called plenty of people in the Bible. When God gave Abraham the test of faith, Abraham, Abraham, and he passed the test, proving that he fears God. Jacob found out when he found out that Joseph, his son, wasn't dead. You heard me? And he was moved with compassion to know that the Lord has saved my son, and you will see him, and his descendant will become great in the name. Moses. It is the God of Moses, the ancestor of Isaac and Jacob. Hallelujah. How God spoke to him, calling him through the burning bush, through the flames. Samuel. He'll even call out to the little children when they lying asleep. You don't know what God is putting in the heart of your baby when they lying asleep, napping in the room. Samuel. And he assumes that it was the high priest. But after this night, Samuel becomes what? A mouthpiece for God to the nation. And I mean, it goes on and on. Martha, Usha, another boat. Hallelujah. When he visited his friends, Martha and Mary, and the sisters, opposite in response. Martha, Jesus tells her that she worried about so many things, and that Mary has taken advantage of the opportunity to learn. Hallelujah. And he wasn't going to deny her that. Simon. Hallelujah. Then he singles out Simon Peter. Jesus tells them even he will deny the Lord, but he will also strengthen the hearts of the believers afterward. We need to understand. We need to draw clear and come familiar with his voice when he calls us by name. Hallelujah. Because as my baby said, your name is something you're familiar with from birth that established you and your identity as a person, your character. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus' name had already been called by name, but yet now he's moving in the fulfillment of it.
Amen.
He ran ahead to see Jesus, not knowing that Jesus saw him, was looking for him too in that place. Where is your place today, family?
Zacchaeus' heart was prepared.
Yeah.
Not only was he in the physical place of the sycamore tree, but he was in a spiritual place.
Yes.
With a heart like the sycamore tree.
Prepare
blue tree and rich. And he was prepared, as even in his position, because it says, Jesus, look, I give half of my goods to the poor. So he's saying, look, what is Jesus looking at? Well, I'm going to just take a guess and say that he had records.
Yeah.
So he had already
Receipt.
Had things prepared.
Yeah.
Filed and in order.
Come on.
Family, when he calls out unto your name, are you ready? Hmm. Are you prepared to receive him?
Thank you, Lord.
As he is today, at this time, in this hour, for salvation's sake. And if you receive the call, please repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
yes.
I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe you hung, bled, and died in my place.
Thank you, Lord.
You, the Son of God, then rose and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, you are welcomed in this place of my heart. May your spirit never depart.
Yes.
Receive me as I receive you this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Family, we love you.
We love you.
And until next time,
one voice, I speak life.
Thanks for listening to Disciples Pathway Ministries with Minister Robbie E. Lilly. Thanks for your prayers and for your gifts to his great work of God. For booking and requests for services, look up Disciples Pathway Ministries on Facebook. That's Disciples Pathway Ministries on Facebook.